The presence of God covers this house. And in His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, there is healing. In His presence, there is deliverance. And so as we stand together tonight, we break every covering of darkness over this church. Every covering of darkness. Every covering of witches and wizards. We command it to be broken. Indra bo sunkre bandre sindra bo kuriya bashandra bo kuriya. Limbra mo sandra bo kuriya bashandra bo kuriya. Randra bo kuriya masandra. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy every pillar that have been placed around this church by the enemy. We command all to fall down. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daska Bayandras Kendre Boshka. We send the fire of the Holy Spirit against the operation of marine spirits in this church in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we send the fire of the Holy Spirit as a wall of protection around every member of this church, around this congregation, in the mighty name of Jesus. We expel every disease, every sickness, every frustration, every disappointment, every oppression from tonight and forever, in the name of Jesus. Shandra Bokuri Abashan. We speak peace to every troubled mind. We speak peace to every troubled marriage. We speak peace to every troubled family. Rabba Sendra Skampa. Baskanda Sendo Sopos Kenda Kapoe. Rabolobos Kondis Kenda. We lose every business, every job that be head bound by the devil. We lose it now. We set it loose from the devourer, from every curse, from every spell, in the name of Jesus. Let there be liberty in the house. Rabba Sanda Bakobaska. Rema Skanda Shanda. Thank you, Father. Speak your word. Our hearts in Jesus' name. Let's put our hand together for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're happy tonight, shout big hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. We're going to spend a little bit of time on the word, because you need the word to be able to relate with God. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to read from verse 18. God gave authority to His church to be able to fight the devil and put him where he belongs. The devil has never been able, from the time of Christ till now, defeat God's people. So if there is any one who is defeated or oppressed by the devil, it's because either the person is suffering from ignorance or he doesn't actually know God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are a true believer, the devil can't defeat you. It will be a shame to God for his enemy to defeat his children. Can you imagine if you're the queen of this country and then your son is afraid of the beggars in the street? That would be a big shame. Praise the Lord. Now turn with me to the word of God. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 18. And I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now look at this. My church. Everybody say my church. Are you a member of his church? Hold on. You may be a member of Redeem. Praise God. You may be a member of this church, but are you a member of his church? Are you a member of the church where Jesus is the head? Look at it. The Bible says the church is his body. And now Jesus have anointing beyond measure poured on his head and flowing down through his body. Like the anointing, if you read the book of Psalm chapter 33, it talks about the anointing that was on Aaron. You know, how God anointed him and it flowed from his head to his beard down to his skirt. Now, Aaron is typical of the church. Aaron was a priest. And it may interest you to know today that the church is a priest unto God. Now, Jesus is the head of the body. Now, if you are connected to him, you are connected to power. If you are connected to him, if you are a member of his body, then you are a member of his authority, of his power. It shows that you share from what he has. Look at the heart. I'm not a doctor, so I know there are doctors here, so please correct me. Now, I'm made to know that the heart, the blood pumps from the heart and goes around the body. Now, that's the source of you know, the energy the body has, the power. Now, if you are the finger or the toe of the body, now the blood comes round. It goes around the body. It surely gets to where you are. So if Jesus is the head of your life, if Jesus is the head of the church, like he is, the power that he has gets to you. Praise the Lord. But it's unfortunate that many people call on the name of the Lord, but they don't actually know the Lord. They are not saved. They are not connected to the Lord. And they mean, you call them Christians. Yes, I'm a believer. But if you look at the life that they live, defeated lives. And you begin to wonder, is this the life of a Christian? Is this how Christianity is supposed to be? Praise the Lord. I want to read this to you again. Jesus said, upon this rock, I build my church. Now, I build my church. Now, Jesus is not building his church with physical materials. He built his church with people. He built his church with his own people. Now, how does he build his church? The day you got saved, the day you got born again, that was the day Jesus picked you as a material. That was that day that he took you and started to make you a part of that house, church. That was the day he took you and started to make you a part of his body. Now, have you given your life to him? Have you put your life in his hand and say, God, do with me what you will? Have you surrendered all to Jesus? Have you given all to Jesus? I used to struggling with him. You know, I see a lot of people, you know, crying, oh, the devil. Like I was preaching in church. And I saw this woman. She's one of the rich people in the church. And with her husband. And then I heard her. I was the guest speaker. I was just sitting. Then, you know, they made her to sit close to the leadership. And, I was so ashamed when I heard her praying. I said, God, a lot of ignorant people in the church. And she was saying, devil, please leave my family. Please, I beg you, leave. Please go. Tears came down from her eyes. Please, devil, go. Please, devil, leave my family. Please, leave my husband. And the husband held her hand and would say, amen, amen. I said, wow. Then the Lord said to me, You need to teach this woman. She has money. They have cars. They travel all over the world. But they don't just know the Lord. Now, there is no verse in the scripture where the Bible says we should beg the devil. There is no verse in the scripture where the Bible says we should tell him, please. The Bible simply says, command him. Because you are in authority and you are in Christ, you have power to command him and he will go at your command. Yeah. Whatever you say in the name of Jesus, he's bound to obey you. But when you are full of fear and unbelief, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Praise the Lord. You may have all the certificates in the world. You may be the most educated person, the richest person in the world. But if you don't know the Lord, the devil is going to defeat you. Because the Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And what is the knowledge that he's talking about? He's talking about the knowledge of his word. Do you know his word? Do you know his word? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock I build my church. Which means God is building his church with you. He's building his church with you. Now, and he says, the church that I build, the gates of hell, which means the kingdom of darkness, cannot prevail against it. That must be a strong church. Now, Jesus says that the gates of hell cannot prevail against his church. I am proud to be a member of his church. How many of you are happy to be members of his church? Praise the Lord. You may never like my face, but one thing you have to grant unto me is that this is a child of God. I'm proud to be a member of his church. Now the question is, are you a member of his church? He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Now, is the gates of hell prevailing against you? Is the devil prevailing against you? Then you ask yourself this question. Am I a member of his church? Now, if I am his church, I cannot be defeated by the gates of hell. If I am his church, I cannot be defeated by the devil. Then you find your answer. Am I a member of his church? I'm just a church goer. Who is the church goer? Those who comes, but they don't do what they hear from the pulpit. You say, I love prayer. But when you're not a practicing Christian, your prayer doesn't work. Right. Praise the Lord. Are you tired?
No.
Praise the Lord. Upon this rock. Now, who is the rock? Jesus is the rock. Which means, Jesus becomes your foundation. I hear people, especially people from our country, they say, what do you have behind you? What is your bottom power? Now listen to this. Listen to this. What is your foundation? Every believer must understand what is behind, what you are relying on, what you are building your hope, your whole life on. Now, Jesus said, upon this rock. Now, what are you building your life on? Jesus, the rock. Now, if Jesus is your foundation, if Jesus is your bottom power, if Jesus is the one that is taking the central place in your life, here he promised you that the gates of hell, all the powers in the whole world cannot defeat you. Turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. We're going to start from, let's start from verse 17. How many of you have a Bible here? If you have a Bible, can you just lift your hand? Okay. Some of you don't have a Bible. Now, you have to go get one, because if you're coming to the church and you didn't have a Bible, and the preacher is preaching, just looking at the preacher. You know, you need a Bible. You need to see it yourself. Yes, you may read that,
But if you have a Bible and you can make those scriptures, when you get back home and go through them again, it becomes part of your life. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hold on. This is church. These people can be called his church. Now, they were his disciples just like you. How many of you are his disciples here? Wave your hand. Praise the Lord. Now, he sent them out on evangelism. For the first time that they had to be alone without him. Because I do hear people say, I wish Jesus were to be here. Now listen, Jesus is here. I wish he's here physically. Oh, I would have run to him. But I tell you, he's much here just like he would have been here physically. Now listen, they went out preaching. They've been with him. They've studied him. They've grown under his teachings. Now they went out doing evangelism. They were so surprised to discover that the same way devils cry out when they see Jesus, the same way Jesus casted out demons, that they were doing exactly the same thing. Which means Jesus was trying to tell them, look, you don't need to just run to me all the time. Like we do, we run to pastor. If you have a little headache, you are running to the man of God. If you get to your shop and things are not going, you're calling your pastor on phone. It has made the church so weak. So when the pastor travels, the church is dead. When the leader is not around, the church is dead. Now, if God calls the pastor home, what happens to the church? It's time that the church becomes his church. Praise the Lord. God wants to see every one of you able to call upon his name. Talk to him like your father. A vibrant church is a church where every member knows the Lord and can stand on their own anywhere, any day. That is a true church of God. A church that depends on one man, a church that relies on one man, a human being like you who is set out as an example to lead you, to teach you, and how to relate with God, that church is never meant to last. The church cannot stand the wind that blows in the world. The church cannot stand the flood and cannot stand the rain. But if that church is built on the rock, it means that every member of the church have a relationship with Jesus. Every member is connected to Jesus. And every member can talk to God. Every member can independently receive from God. And when such a church come together to pray, then the place is shaken. That's what happened in the Acts of Apostles. Praise the Lord. When such a church come together to worship, then you see the anointing flow. It doesn't come from just one person. One person doesn't make the body of Christ. One part of you doesn't make your whole body. Amen. Now, the 70 disciples that went out returned with joy. Why were they so happy? They saw that in the name of Jesus, they can cast out demons. Wow. Look at that brother. Maybe he just gave his life to Christ 2 days ago. Maybe 5 days ago. Maybe 1 year ago. And behold, he went out doing evangelism. And he was preaching to somebody. And the demons in that person start crying out. And he said, this is how my master does it. In the name of Jesus, come out. And the demons left. He said, wow, I must go back and tell Jesus what I saw today.
Are you sleeping? Give Jesus praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Praise the Lord. How many of you believers here have ever casted out a demon? You leave that for exclusively for an exclusive group. But look at what the Bible says in the book of Mark, the last chapter. Now that was one of the first verses that I learned when I gave my life to Jesus. It said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Okay, if you are truly a believer, this is your right. I hear people claiming right. It's my fundamental right. I have a right. When you have the British passport, you have a right that I, Pastor Solomon, doesn't have. Now, you can, you know, do a lot of things in this country. And you are the envy of a lot of people who always want to come here. Praise the Lord. That's your right. You say, why? Why do you think you... Yes, I have the British passport. Now, when you have the heavenly passport, look at what Jesus says. He says, in my name. And that's what I do in our church. I tell everybody, you don't need to depend on me. We all need to depend on the Lord. You watch me, see the way I do it, and then you can do it yourself. Praise the Lord. In my name, cast out devils. Now, if Jesus says it, I believe it. Listen, I don't need a bishop to come tell me to believe that. Now, if Jesus said it, I believe it. If Jesus said it, I believe it. In my name, cast out demons. Then you speak in new tongues. How many of you speak in tongues? Oh, Pastor Solomon, don't even go there. Praise the Lord. People don't know the benefit of tongues. They don't know why we're speaking tongues. We need to have a seminar on that, Pastor. The benefit of tongues. They don't know the benefit of tongues. Tongues. They just think, well, that's why you see a lot of elderly people don't want to speak in tongues. They don't want to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. Because they see some youths, when the youths get filled with the Holy Spirit, and they see the way the youths pray and do all the things, they say, oh, this must be a youth kind of thing. We don't think we need this Holy Ghost kind of something. We are not interested. But let me tell you, tongues, there are benefits of tongues. If you are a believer, you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You need to be speaking in tongues. Now, I can give you a lecture on the benefit of tongues. One of the benefits of tongues is to edify yourself. Now, you see a lot of you are looking so sad and moody because you're not edified. You're not edified. You see, every day you come through a lot of things. You go through a lot of things that, you know, soak up your mind and you are coming. Sometimes you are just going. You don't know. Sometimes you're just walking along the street, but you forget where you are because so many things fill up your mind. But I tell you, when you talk in tongues all the time, the tongues clear those things out and keep you in shape. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I just gave you a little bit of it. Now, some of you don't know how to pray as you ought. You pray by what you know. I need food at home. I need a new job. My daughter needs a husband. My son needs to get married. Those are the things you know. But you know what the devil is planning? What does the Bible say? He said the Spirit helps you to pray. Oh my God. Let me just share this testimony. When the last born of my mom, she's now a policewoman in Lagos. Then she looked like me. We used to be very slim. So, you know, she looked like me. I love her a lot. I was in my office one day when suddenly the presence of God came upon me. Then her name just was strong in my heart. And I didn't know why, but I felt like praying in the Holy Ghost. So I was praying in tongues. 1 hour, 2 hours. Then suddenly I felt, you know, joy in my heart. I said, thank you, Holy Ghost. It was between 12, 1, 2 in the afternoon. Then around that 2, when I said, thank you, Holy Ghost, somebody knocked at my door. He said, Pastor Solomon, you know what happened today? That's one of the biggest miracles we've ever seen. Your sister was just walking through the highway, fast-moving vehicle, took her up. And everybody thought she was dead, that her bones and everything was scattered. But there was just no single injury. At that same instant, praise the Lord, at that same moment that the devil wanted to destroy her, the Holy Ghost stirred up something in me. And you know what the scripture says? If the enemy come like a flood, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. But I see some of you sometimes when the Holy Ghost wants to raise up a standard against the devil. Maybe you're at home, you want to eat, and the Holy Ghost is just bubbling those tongues. You say, Holy Spirit, wait. Then we later will come back to the church and start to cry. These things are so sweet and interesting. God always wants to help us. Maybe he sees that the enemy wants to do something to your child. And then he's just, the Holy Spirit is telling you, come on, come on, come on, come on. And you're talking with a friend. You must finish with that friend first. Maybe where you are working, Then suddenly you see the tongues just coming up to your tongues. Instead of you to quietly begin to pray in tongues and change destiny, change situation. And then what do? No, Father, when I get home. But let me tell you, the mistake believers make. He steers your spirit to pray when there is danger. The danger is not when you get home. It is now that the Holy Ghost asks you to pray. He is wiser than you. He sees than you see. He's everywhere. So when he tells you, come on, he's telling you, look, let's walk together. That's why he said, I sought for a man. And when he finds you, like people say, why should God be looking for somebody? We are all here. But when he finds you and says, let's walk, let's do this, you don't have time. Praise the Lord. Now, these 70 people, disciples, they return with joy. And see what they said to the Lord. They said, the devils are subject to us through thy name. Tell your neighbor, the devils are subject to you through the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That's why when I'm casting out demons, like some people say, I operate in level 999. I just laugh. This one says it's the chairman of the witchcraft coven. I laugh. The name of Jesus is going to just make you obey me. No matter where you operate from, no matter where you are. See what the Bible says in the book of Philippians. It says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now, the things on earth, the things under the earth, and the things above. So it doesn't matter where they operate from. It doesn't matter. Now, they say, the devils are subject. Look at God's church. The devils are subject. You're in an English country, so you should know what that means. The devils are subject unto us through thy name. Not through Pastor Solomon's name. Not through Bishop Francis' name. Through thy name. So when I want to cast out the devil, I just say, in the name of Jesus. I now stand on that scripture. Now the Bible says, in his name I cast out demons. That's what God says I should do. Now, the devils are subject to me through his name. So I don't care how many demons you carry. But all I know is, in his name they will go. So if you are willing to be delivered, like some pastors come to me, Pastor Solomon, it's so easy for you to cast out demons. Why do we have to labor? Do we have to dip our hands in the blood of Jesus to be able to lay hands? I said, no. If the person is willing, the demons will go. If you are not willing, I could pray for you. You could manifest 10,000 times. I could have the anointing to drive the devils away and they will wait for you outside. When you come out, you're going to get in again. Because you've not made up your mind that they go from you. But when you are willing, and you see sometimes you cast demons from somebody and it takes you 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And then the person who was praying said that devil was tough. There is no tough devil. Praise the Lord. If the person is not willing, the person is going to waste your time. In the early days of my ministry, I used to spend that long time, but not now anymore. I tell you, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to give Jesus everything? If you say yes, I say, okay, receive in Jesus' name. If you are ready, that devil will not stay there more than a second. Because the name of Jesus, you know what that means? It's the embodiment of God's power. The name of Jesus. Let me tell you. When you say, in Jesus' name, God honors that name. When you say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, the devil is bound. At your command. You say, I command you, live this life in the name of Jesus. He's going. If you say, go to the sea, he's going. If you say, get down under the earth, he's going. So I don't need to repeat that 10,000 times before the devil obeys me. Praise the Lord. So these disciples, they went out and they saw the practical aspect of Christianity, what Jesus had been teaching them, what Jesus had been doing, they saw it practicalized. And then they came to Jesus with joy. I can imagine what I would have done if I was in their shoes. They were happy. Master, the devils are subject to us through thy name. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Look at it. Like lightning. Since Satan fell, he has never risen. Since Jesus dethroned him, he has never risen. That is why, if you go down to the next scripture, look at what the next scripture says, verse 19. Can you, church, read that for me? Can everybody read that for me? One, two, go. Are you sleeping? Praise the Lord. Okay, can we stand up? 1 second. Just let's rise to our feet. I love the word. It gives me confidence. It makes me know what I should do. It makes me know who I am. It makes me know where God placed me. It makes me know who God is. It makes me know how to handle the enemy. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to read Luke chapter 10, verse 19 for me. One, two, go. Do you know what you're just reading? You can have your seat if you like. Behold, look, see, hey, behold, look at what I offer you. Look at what I give to you, church, believers. Look at what I give to you. Behold, look at what I offer you. I, Jesus, give to you, my people. Look at it, two persons. I, Jesus, give to you what? Power. Now, why did he give this power? He gave this power because he knows you have an enemy. He gave this power because he knows you have forces to contend with. And let me tell you, you have power more than the devil. Oh, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you alive?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have power more than the devil. And you say, huh? What do you mean? The Bible says, he that is in you. How do I explain this? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Now, look at this. If I have Jesus and I'm standing here and you have demons and you are standing here, you and I, who is truly stronger and more powerful? The one who carries Jesus and the one that carries the devil, who is more stronger? Now, this is how to solve this mathematics. Now, here is Jesus and here is the devil. Who is stronger? Oh, church, you're not answering me. Here is the devil. Okay, here is the devil. Now, here is Jesus. Who is more powerful?
Jesus.
Now, if this Jesus now choose to live in me, and this devil choose to live in someone, the one who carries Jesus and the one who carries the devil, who is more powerful? Now, you're going to do something with me. You have to stand now one more second. Who do you carry inside of you?
Jesus.
Hey. Look at it. Do you know the meaning of the word Christopher? Christopher. Christ bearer. Someone who carried Christ. Who do you carry inside of you? That's the question. Who is living? The Bible says you are the temple of the living God.
That's right.
Which means there is a house inside of you. You see, when you begin to think and meditate in line with the word of God, You begin to reason the way God is reasoning. Now, who do you carry inside of you? Ask yourself this question. Am I carrying Jesus or am I carrying devils? Who am I carrying? Who is living in this body? Sometimes I feel like running. Sometimes I feel like jumping. When I realize who lives in me. When I realize the person that dwells in me. I feel like shouting hallelujah. I feel like jumping. I feel like running. There are times I travel from either London or Germany to US. You know, it's a long way. I was speaking in tongues and rejoicing in the Lord. When you understand who is in you, you can face a native doctor. You can face a witch or wizard. Stand and bold, smiling, and the person will be quickened.
That's right.
Listen, brother. The person will be quickened. I hear people say, hey, somebody came to shake me and I became sick. I say, I'm sorry for you. Don't disgrace God. Listen. How can you carry demons and come to shake me that carry Christian and you still survive? It's ignorance. You can't survive. You can't survive. It's because people don't know the word of God. You can't survive. If you shake me and you carry devils and you want to harm me, you better understand this. It places you in the right position. It makes you know who you are. I carry Jesus. So what are you carrying?
I carry Jesus.
What are you carrying?
I carry Jesus.
That's why the Bible says you lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. You know why, brother? When Jesus is here, his hands are in your hands, his eyes are in your eyes, his legs are in your legs. So when you stretch forth your hand on someone, it's the hand of Jesus that is being stretched forth. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, awful, finish. Give Jesus praise. That's the word. That's what the word says. So I cannot fear you because you fly. I cannot fear you because you are in a court. I cannot fear you because you have demons in you. You are the one to be afraid of me. You are the one to run away from me because I have Jesus that is greater than the devil that you have. And you know what? The devils realize this. That's why they operate through fear. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. You know how they fight you? You know how they fight you? Fear. Now you just watch and see how the devil gets you down. Fear. You know what he does? Fear. He wants you to be afraid. He comes with fear. He wants to frighten you. So you just get out of your authority and give him chance. The Bible says, give him no place. Give the devil no chance. Now look at what he does. He knows you are stronger than him. He knows you are more powerful than him. So what does he do? And you know what? The Bible talks about the spirit of fear. Timothy had this problem. And Paul said to him, Timothy, you have not been given the spirit of fear. You know the spirit that is in you is the spirit of power. Sound mind. That sound mind that can make you sleep like a baby. And some of you don't sleep well. Because you're afraid. Praise the Lord. But if you know the spirit that is in you, you just relax and leave it for God. Now you have a sound mind. Praise the Lord. I got a sound mind when I want to sleep. I got a sound mind. I got a sound mind. Can you tell somebody I got a sound mind? He said, you know what you have? He said, you know what you have? Say you have, hey Timothy, you don't need to be afraid. Don't you know what you have, Timothy? Or is it because you're a young man that you know what you have? It's not the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but has given you the spirit of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. How many of you know how to sing that song? God has not given us the spirit of fear. But he has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a sound mind. Oh, you just sing it. You believe it. God has not given us the spirit of fear. But he has given me the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and his... Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are stronger than those who carry devil. Say that to yourself. I am strong. Get this revelation. I am stronger than those who carry devil. Can you repeat that?
I am stronger than those who carry devil.
I should not be afraid of them. Because he that is in me is greater than he that is in them. They are the one that should be afraid of me because they know that I am stronger than them. For this reason, Christ lives in me and the devil lives in them. The devil is the one that bowed to Jesus. So they must bow to me. That's why the servitor returned and said, the devils are subject to us through thy name. And Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Now, when you come to Christ, when you come to be a member of his body, he gives you what? Power. I love Christ. I love Christianity. I hope I have enough time to give you my testimony on Sunday. You'll see where God dug me out from. Now, when you come to Christ, this is what I tell people. It's not religion. It's life. It's reality. Christianity is not religion. It's reality. It's a relationship between you and God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, behold, I give unto you. What did Jesus offer you? What is he offering you? How many of you have got that power? Now, he said, with this power, now let's go on, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over, look at that. And over all. Let's define all. Shkaba sandala bakuria. And over, look at it, over. Over all the power of the enemy. Look at that. Before that, he said to tread on serpents and scorpions. When I was a baby Christian, I used to think of physical snakes and physical serpents. But now I understand that there are serpentine spirit, there are scorpion spirit, there are deadly things that is spew on you. There are spells and curses that it can put on you. But Jesus says here, I give unto you power to tread, to walk over. One translation says, he has given you dominion and authority to stamp down on them, to walk over them. Over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. That is the miracle. When you deal with the enemy, I hear people say, well, they come back and attack you. There are some things you say that are not right. But when you say them, you use those things to open door for the enemy to defeat you. Like somebody says, well, I was feeling sick. I know it's an attack. I know some people just started saying that in our church. I say, hey, stop that. Can you get me a scripture that confirms what you're saying? That aligns with what you're saying? Don't say things that are not scriptural. It's an attack. And people get used to this. It's an attack. Pastor, it's an attack. It was just an attack. An attack. Look, the way they would say it and put the K, look at it, it's an attack. It's an attack. I say, who is attacking you? What about your angels? Come on, brother. Come on, come on, come on. The Bible says you are in the midst of innumerable company of angels. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the number of angels that surround you? Now, you may want to say, now, Pastor, I want to see them. If you see your angels, you will run. Praise the Lord. I remember I went to do mission work in a town.
it was so difficult. The people were not, you know, is this Yoruba town? They were drinking, and this Orthodox church. I tried and preached and preached and did all. One day I just knelt and I was crying on my knees. I said, God, now, you told me to come here, but I seem not to see anybody getting saved. I said, now, Lord, I don't want to say I'm frustrated, but God, what do you want me to do? On my knees, I fell asleep. You know, at times you pray through some situation. I just didn't know what God was saying. How can you tell me to come to this place? And I've been preaching. The people drink a lot. And that's how they go to their traditional church, but they're not saved. So I saw a mighty angel. Look, was so tall, like from the earth to the sky, standing by me and put his hand. He said, I've been sent here to strengthen you. Then I looked. The angel was so huge, so big and huge. Then the thing went off. I said, wow, that's a big angel. How could an angel enter this room? I was thinking carnally, thinking of the physical roof. But I met a spirit, you know, that was the day things changed. I went out to preach. The first person told me I would come. And when he was coming, he brought his family. I started preaching. They were crying and weeping. They gave their life to Jesus. That week, we had more than 50 people come to church. And then it started growing. But then after that vision, I had another vision. I saw a spirit that tied this community, tied them to alcohol. I fasted that week and broke that bondage. I broke that curse. Then the light started to shine. The people got free. Do you know how many angels are surrounding you? I brag with my angels. I must tell you the truth. Have you seen some people that brag with demons? Say, hey, you don't know me. You will see. Praise the Lord. I brag with my angels because I know I have angels. God says it. How many of you know you got angels there? Hallelujah. You are so rich. You got Jesus in your heart. And you got angels around you. Shout hallelujah. How should I be afraid of someone who has demons? Fallen angels. These ones are not fallen angels. The angels I have are not fallen angels. Now I brag with my angels. I got God's angels. Now there are those that are your guardian angels. They are there with you 24 hours. There are those that serve you. There are those that goes out to clear the way. Because he's king. He has a throne. Now he has angels that are, you know, assigned to all his children. We are a royal priesthood. Do you know that? A royal priesthood. If you are from the palace here, if you are a child of the palace, anywhere you go, you have your security. Am I right? They go with you. They protect you. There are those that serve you. Then you have your house, a mini palace. They treat you like the king, like the queen. That's how we are. The angels go with you, brother. Come on, brother. They go with you. Behind, you know, your side, they go with you. Now, everywhere you go, come on, brother. Keep going. You know what happened? Everywhere you step your feet, whatever have been put there is sanctified. If you put charms, you put whatever, then on the floor, or anywhere, if you go by it, the thing is spoiled. It won't work anymore. Praise the Lord. That's why you should not toy with God. Don't toy with your Christianity. Hey, brother, I'm not done with you. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You get to your shop, you begin to pray and bless your shop. Get to your working place and touch it. Begin to bless it in the name of Jesus. Make sure you use the name of Jesus. Don't use my name, it won't work. Use the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Don't use bishop's name. It won't work. I heard a bishop say, if you get there, mention my name and they will listen to you. That's not true. Only the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The name of who? The name of who? Is the name that is above all other names. Now, your angels are going with you. When you drive, acknowledge that they are there. The Christ is there. Even in the toilet, when you are alone, somebody may not go with you to the toilet because you're not a baby. Acknowledge that the angels are there. That gives you confidence. That makes you not to be afraid. that Christ is in you, that the angels of God are surrounding you. That makes you not to be afraid, because fear has torment. When you're afraid, you torment. When you're afraid, you lose control. When you're afraid, you cannot put your mind together anymore. And that's what the devil always do. He wants you to be afraid. Then he scatters your mind. He scatters everything you're doing. He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to be scared. See that? I just give you this testimony before we pray. There was a time in my life. There was 1980. It should be 1989. 88, 89. I went through terrible persecution. It affected me a lot. And now I was waiting on the Lord. I was so much living in fear. Everywhere I go, fear would just grab hold of my mind. At that time, I didn't know how. I didn't know that fear has a spirit behind it. Every time you are afraid, every time fear gets hold of you, recognize that there's a spirit behind it. Praise the Lord. When you see that you are afraid, recognize that there's a spirit of fear that have come. Do something quickly. Bind that spirit of fear quickly. Don't waste time. Resist that devil. Say, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, I come against you. I command you to leave me. If you don't drive that spirit away, the spirit is going to take over your emotions. It's going to take over your whole being. And it's going to begin to dictate what you do. The food you eat, how you spend your money, how you relate with people. That spirit is going to begin to control you. I was so afraid. I woke up in the morning afraid. I was so afraid of my future. Then, I was lying on the bed. I don't know if it was a trance, but I saw a vision. In this vision, are you listening to me? I heard the sound of a big drum, so noisy and so fearful. Something will hit this drum and then would discharge fear into me, and I'll be scared and looking for where to hide. Then suddenly I heard a voice. Just pay attention to this. I heard a voice saying, "Why are you afraid? Come, let me show you who is responsible for this." And then I got up. I was just walking. Then I saw a little rat, the one they call mouse. On the skin was written "the devil," with two tiny sticks on his hand, hitting a big drum. Then this rat would just take this tiny stick and hit it on this drum. Then the drum would go. Then I'll be afraid. When I saw the rat, I said, "Wow, are you the one that have frightened me for so long? Are you so small?" With anger, I say, "In the name of Jesus, get up!" I kicked that rat, and it disappeared, and the stick fell out of his hand. Then I realized I said, "Wow, that was how the fear disappeared out of my mind." Praise the Lord. What frightens you so small? It's not as big as you think. The devil is not as big as you think. The devil is not as big as you imagine. We overrate the devil. Listen, we overrate the devil because of what we see that he does with his children. Of course, if you don't know God, you are under his control. Sin brings you under the control of the devil. Anyone who is in sin, and that's why you see many people who are in the church get defeated, because they won't leave Satan's property alone. They won't leave the devil's things alone. You say you are a Christian, then you're dilly-dallying with sin. Sin brings you under his authority. That's why you need to come to Jesus with repentance and let the blood of Jesus cleanse your sin. If the blood of Jesus takes your sins away, you become pure to stand before God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From that very day, God made me to know that the devil is not as big as I imagine. And that, look, there is a spirit behind fear.
So tonight, we are going to take authority over every aspect of our lives through the name of Jesus. And understand that we'll be given power. I want to see every member do this. I want to see everyone do this. And then I'll pray for you. If you need total freedom, you're just going to walk down here. I'm going to lay hands on you tonight. And I'm going to join you to tell that devil, hey, it's enough. Praise the Lord. But say this with me. I know who I am in the Lord. I know who He is in my life. I am His child. Saved by grace. Washed by the blood. My name is written in the book of life. His mind is in me. Because Christ lives in me. I have authority over my enemy. I have power over the devil. Through the name of Jesus, I overcome them. So I should not be afraid of who the devil is or what he can do, because I have the authority to stop him and to destroy his works. But one thing I know, the devil is surely afraid of me. That's why he tempts you. People ask, why do I face temptation? Because the devil doesn't have you. Jesus said to Peter, Satan wants to tempt you. He wants to shift you like wheat. He wants to have you. You know why the devil tempts you, brother? Because you belong to Jesus. Can you tempt what you have? You use what you have. 1 minute. You use what you have. Then this is what I have. I don't need to tempt this thing because it's already mine. What I do is I use it. So people say, why am I facing temptation everywhere? It's because you're precious. It's because God has you. Praise the Lord. It's because He knows you don't belong to Him. He knows you don't belong to Him. Satan knows you don't belong to Him. So that's why he said those things. I know those days when we were not Christians. When you're looking for a girl that you don't have. What do? You want to seduce? Hey, everybody, come on now. Praise the Lord. You set traps. You're working on something. You may even go and borrow clothes that you don't own. To show off, that's what the devil does. So when you are passing through temptation, give praise to God. When you see trials coming your way left and right, just know that the devil is seeing that God is taking you somewhere. That's why he's throwing all this around you in order to distract you. Don't cry anymore when you're going through temptation. Praise the Lord. When temptation comes your way, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. Don't be amazed. Hey, tell yourself, hallelujah. It's because I'm truly a Christian. It's because I'm saved. It's because I belong to God. But I see people start to cry. Pastor Solomon, am I the only one in the world? I see other Christians. They don't go through what I go through. Hallelujah. Is it because everybody is not telling you what they go through? If you read the book of Peter, he said the same affliction you go through. He said, oh, your brethren all over the world. Not everybody is talking. Not everybody is complaining. Some of us don't talk because we know what to do. You know, would you ever know I go through things? Because I tell God. After telling God, I don't need to tell you. Praise the Lord. So if you don't see me telling you what I'm going through, you say, hey, this man is a Christian and he doesn't go what I go through. I may be going through things more than you go through, but I know what to do. I know how to go on my knees and give it to God, because the Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord, for he careth for you. So once I give it to the Lord Jesus, I leave it for him. And maybe you don't know how to give yours to Jesus, and you start telling people who cannot help you. I've told the person that can help me. And I trust him, so I don't need to tell you.
I've told it to Jesus, so I don't need to tell you. But you have to tell this one and tell this one. And let me tell you something. Not everybody you tell your problem have time to pray. I was once with a pastor and people were calling him on phone. He says, I'm praying for you right now. He was eating. I'm praying for you. Praise the Lord. Look, I'm praying for you right now. Yes. Yes, my daughter. Yes. Just watch it right now. And what this caused. Another person called. Then he said, Pastor Solomon, I'm so tired. I need to sleep. And he slept. Somebody was in big trouble. Then I asked myself, I said, wow, I wish. And that person has gone to sleep. Daddy is praying for me. Come on, Daddy never remembered to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? I'm not saying that you shouldn't tell pastors to pray for you. We pray for you. We do pray for you. But let me tell you, not all the time you tell us to pray for you that we really, really, really pray. Every pastor will tell you this truth. Let me tell you. Let me tell you the truth. Sometimes some pastors may be in bigger problem than you is trying to solve his problem and you are adding yours to his. Ask any man of God. Some of them are in big, you know, they're going through big thing and you call. Of course, he don't have to tell you. He don't have to tell you, leave me alone. But he's going to give you assurance. He's going to tell you, yes, I'm praying for you. I'm doing that. And he's running around trying to face his business. Praise the Lord. And I say to people, you know, like when I want to pray for people, sometimes I want to make it short. They want to make it so long. Hear this. Pastor, let me explain to you how this thing is so that you know how to pray for me. I don't need to hear all that. Do you know that much time you take to explain to me, if you would take that much time to tell God yourself, God would do it exactly the way he would do it if I'm the one praying? Why do you condemn yourself before the Lord? When the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Some of us say, yes, Pastor, but you know there are some men of God that have key. When they just talk God here, let me tell you, it's not true. Hey, listen, it's not true. Don't want to deceive you. It's not true. Everyone that is a child of God have God's ear. Get to follow God with your Bible. Not what people say. It's not true. There is no man of God that goes to God just because he's a man of God. That's why God hears. God hears because you are saved. Being a man of God is an addition. That's not the primary reason. I can show you from the scripture. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. Did he say, man of God, ask and it shall be given to you? So if you are born again, if you are saved, you have God's attention like I have his attention. It's a big family. Now, some of your parents here have children. Don't you give attention to all your children? No matter what, they are your children. You give them attention. When they need your attention, you give them attention. There is no member of God's family that God does not give attention. But you see, the devil wants to condemn you. He tells you, you're not qualified. You remember what you did 3 years ago? You remember how you lied? You remember how you stole? You remember how you committed that sin behind the door and nobody saw you? How dare you come to pray to God? Tell the devil, there is now. The Bible said now. No condemnation to them that are in Christ. How many of you are in Christ Jesus here? Yes. Can you shout hallelujah? Because I'm in Christ Jesus, that's why I can go to God through his name. And the devil can't condemn me. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. So it's easy for me to exercise my authority over every situation. Praise the Lord. One pastor, her name is Pastor Benefit. She's one of the big pastors in Ikubahi in Benin City.
She came to me, my office one day, said, Pastor, I want to see you. Because I gave testimony in her church about how God broke the curse in my family and how God gave me revelation, how I prayed. And then she told me that every female child in their family, extended family, is dying one by one. They bury one at least every year. And it starts with the senior, the first son. Now her brother, the first son of the first son that was remaining that have not died is just her brother, and that one just died. And she said that she feel while she was praying that exactly the problem I had in my family, this happened last year, that same problem she has in her family, and told me if I will have chance to go with her to a village in, it's called Ugunenke, towards when you're going towards Onitsha in Auchiro, and she said if I will be able to go there and pray in the family, I check my spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, go with her. I said, okay. Because sometimes you come like that, the Holy Spirit says, just pray where you are, and it will take place there. But the Lord said, go with her. So she called some members of her family. And you see, they have some pastors in their family, but those pastors in the family don't just know what to do. They're living in fear. So she got them together. And we went. We started in her house. He told me where they buried the brother and all that. So we started praying. Then I asked God, what do I do? God said, get water. I don't do this all the time, except when I'm late. Get water, pray in the name of Jesus, and pour it in the house here, at the front, at the back, at the side, in the name of Jesus. And then after we did that, we went to all the extended family, her uncles. We're going from house to house. The ones that have land. The ones that were in abroad, they deported and they died. The ones that died in abroad and they brought them home. We went to their land, went to their property. We prayed. I poured that water and prayed as the Lord led me in the name of Jesus. Before we drove from Ugunenke to Benin City, she called me because I was in another car. I tell you, all the witches in that family started confessing that it was a covenant they made in their coven that no male son will live in that family. In fact, one of the little boys in that family, they already tied him. He was the next to be killed. He's a very brilliant boy. Because of that prayer, we pray to the name of Jesus. The chains got caught. The boy was loosed. That was how God set that family free. And you know the funny thing? The interesting thing, all the witches in her family, they are now coming to my office every day for deliverance. How many of you can deliver a witch? Born again. You see, you have a wrong idea. That's why. Who told you the witches are the strongest demons?
No, they are not.
Are they not demons? Treat them like other spirits. How many of you believe the witches can be delivered? We once delivered one here in your church, Pastor. Pastor, you remember one day I came here and I told you there was a woman. And she's gone to many pastors, but she never told the pastor who she was. In this very years, I told the pastor, we must come here. Your pastor opened the door for us. And as we were praying, I spoke to Brother John. I said, I know the spirit that is in this woman. The way she's manifesting, the kind of smell that comes from her. I know what. Then I called her and sat her down and started talking with her. She told me the truth. And she's gone to many deliverance ministers, but she never told them. But they lay hands on her. She manifests, but she's not free. That was how we ministered to her. She was vomiting. You know what I did here that day? I saw some, this. It looks like newspapers. It's advert of whatever. I have to put it here because of your rug. Praise the Lord. She vomited on that paper and will wrap it up. I went to throw it away. God can deliver witches if they are willing to be set free. Out of the ones that have come, I think about 4 or 5 have been set free. But we have one. That one is not willing to be delivered. It's just because she has been exposed. But she's not willing to be delivered yet. The meat she's eating there is still interesting for her. But now she has no coven to go. Why don't you dethrone covens? Tell somebody it's time for us to put fire in all the covens in our nation. Praise the Lord.
It's time. Can we stand up to pray? Can we stand up to pray? I want you to begin to take authority through the name of Jesus over your destiny, over your children, over your family, over your ministry. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Shanda basamba laba shanda. Rabada shanda rabakuria basanda. Yes, to the name of Jesus. Over your business, your children, your health, your body, your property, your family, yes, your ministry, everything they have to do with you. Take authority through the name of Jesus. Shandara bakuria basandara bakuria. Lende boshendele boskendere bakuria. Yendara bakuria basandara bakuria. Kaskema. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, let's pray in line with the scripture. Now they say, Master, the devils are subject to us through thy name. You know what? Every devil. Everywhere in your life you feel that the devil is operating. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, be subject to me. Get out of that. I want you to pray that way. Pray, 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 pray. Yes, yes. Through the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus. Marabashanda. Legabalabashanda. Rendabashanda rabakuria basanda. Rabarabasanda rabakuria basanda rabakuria. Through the name of Jesus. Yes, maskanda boshendre bakuria ba. Shendra bakuria palakas kendia. Rabos kondia. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you something. You're going to pray this prayer wherever you are operating from. In the sea. On the earth. Anywhere you are operating from, I send forth to you the power of the Holy Ghost. I bring you down from your throne. I destroy your works against me. I want you to pray through the name of Jesus that way. Maskandra bashenda, yandra basandra bakuria bashanda, rebo somara basanda, lenkra balabara bashandra bakuria, rebos kondo bos kenda, li baba laba basanda bashanda bashanda. Le prama sankrebo rebo sondo boskanda shinkaba la ba 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 skanda ba ba kuri. In Jesus' name, everything that have been destroyed, that have been stolen, that have been taken away, that you have lost, I want you to command them to be restored, even more than 100-fold, back to you, back to your family, through the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that prayer right now. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever have been destroyed, whatever have been stolen, whatever have been taken, whatever have gone, let it come back in the name of Jesus. Shandra bakuria basandra basanda. Lembra ma sandra bakuria basanda. Le mama mama ma shanda basanda. Le kraba ba 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 pa shanda. Le kabalabo sondo prondere boshindra bakuria. Le promo sondro bakuria. Rebrosendro bakuria. Reprosendro bose, reprosendro bose, reprose kraba la prosente, repos kempa, paya mama mama mama, raba ba ba ba, kaba ba ba la ba raba sanda, le prama ma shankra baba.
There is power, power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious name of the Lord, of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious name of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious name of the Lord. One more time, everybody. There is power, power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious name of the Lord.
Hey. I want all of us to come forward. Can we all come forward, please? Yes. Don't be afraid, just come forward. Libra vos sondre bucuria vos. Limbro soco pos. In Jesus' name, I want us to pray the prayer of agreement together. The Bible says, if two of us shall touch anything,
yes.
What do we want for this church? What do we want put right in this church? What do we want to break in this church? As we are all standing together, let's start with that. Let's take authority over every spirit, every force. Let me tell you, don't do something you don't believe in. Listen, before you join me to pray, make sure you believe it from your heart. Because we need to agree. We are members of this church. Don't just begin to pray just because I'm praying. No. Let us ask ourselves, do we believe? Yes, I do. I do. If I pray with one person that believes, it works faster than praying with all the people that don't believe. So I want all of us to agree. What do we want in this church? We want it to be a church that's full of fire. We want it to be a growing church. We don't want to be losing members. We want it to be a church where we love one another, where every one of us fulfill our destiny. So I want everyone begin to say what you want in this church. The good thing you want put right in this church. I want to begin to say that. Begin to pray that prayer. Shandra Bakuria Basandra. Rabba Sandra Bashandra Bakuria. Same promise. Rabba Mama Mama. Makaba Baba. Shaka Baba. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The Bible talks about the Prince of Persia. The Prince of Persia was in charge of that territory.
Yes.
And so when Daniel was praying, and God sent an angel from heaven, that Prince of Persia was claiming the right of the owner of that authority, of that territory. Right now, I understand that you church are praying this week, and that's one of your prayer points. But I want to let you know that this is possible. Just know in your heart, this is possible. It's not something you have to do again and again and again. It's something we have to agree once and for all. Then this is how we're going to pray this prayer. We're going to say, you territorial force, you territorial power, from now we dethrone you. We take over the territory from you. Now we announce our arrival. We are claiming this territory. In the name of Jesus, pack your load and go. I want you to pray that prayer. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray right now. Rababa Sandarabakuria. Rabalaba Laba Sandalaba Sand. Limbus Kunde de Shende de Bo. Shende de Bo Karababa. Shkababa. Shkababa. Rababa Baba Baba Sandrabakuria. Rebos Konde Rabashanda. Rabosondo Robakuria. Shaka. In Jesus' name. There's one more God put in my heart. Your family lineage. Every spirit, hereditary spirit, or force in your family. You are standing in that family as light. And when light comes, darkness goes. I want you to take authority right now over every hereditary spirit, every hereditary problem in my family that affects marriage, that affects childbearing, that affects prosperity, that affects progress, that affects heads. Take authority. Bind and break that power. Bind and break that power. Bind and break that power in the name of Jesus. Maskabala baba baska. Jendrebo sembro krababa. Rabraba sendrebo kuria. Yes. Take authority. Take authority. Take authority. Take authority. In Jesus' name. The Lord is asking me to explain something to you as we're quiet. When you do things like this, there are two ways you should expect to see the result. There are things you see instantaneously. You see the change. But there are certain things you see that takes place in the spirit. And it takes hours, sometimes days and weeks to see the physical manifestation. Now, some people lose faith when they don't see an instant result. When Jesus commanded that unfruitful fig tree to die because he could not get the fruit, and he commanded, he said, you are unproductive. He said, it cursed that tree. When Jesus spoke those words, nothing seemed to have happened. But in the spirit, he knew that that tree was dead. And so he did not repeat it. He did not keep saying, die, die, die. The next day, when they were coming, the Bible said Peter calling to remembrance. When he saw the tree was dried up from its roots. And called to remembrance and said, Lord, look at the tree we that cursed yesterday. And Jesus said, have faith in God. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, if you command this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, without doubting in your heart, but believing that what you said will come to pass, you will have what you said. Tonight, that's the expectation I want you to have. Whatever you decree, whatever you say, whatever you have prayed, believe it in your heart. Even if your eyes does not see it now, today, the ones your eyes see, praise God for them. The ones you don't see now, believe that the Lord has answered you. So with that, we're going to give thanks to the Lord. I want you to give thanks to the Lord. Me to pray for you tonight. Just remain standing where you are. If you just want me to pray for you, I just want to lay hands on those that need a touch of God tonight. But I want to tell you something. I would love to do more teachings before I pray. I normally do teachings because I don't want to minister to you and that thing comes back again. So I like to feed you more with the Word of God, ground you on the Word. So by the time your faith has grown to that level where you really know what is yours, then I pray for you and it will last. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray for people on Sunday and we're going to have more days here. We're going to have one-on-one for those that need counseling. But those that need urgent prayer tonight, if you're not in a hurry, just wait for Sunday. But if you want God to do that tonight, I'm going to pray for you. Why the leaders in worship. Then every other person will just be in the spirit with us. Just pray with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.